take a walk.
We're honest.
The sun is shining down.
Here and there. Actually, everywhere, because this program can literally be heard everywhere. Anywhere and everywhere. All Doug, all the time. At DougStephan.com, RadioAmerica.org. CRNTalk.com. Woo-hoo!
That's right.
Jennifer Horn is here, who is, as I pointed out yesterday, heir to the vast fortune that is CRN Digital.
Sometimes people call me an heiress.
An heiress, yes, you are. You have lots of air.
Thank you.
Be back tomorrow. Same time, same station. So we're here to discuss the issues of the day. Jennifer actually has sort of like 2.5 jobs.
I do.
Her being here, she does some work on a radio station in Los Angeles. She and her father run CRN Digital. She's a busy lady, and as such, she's sort of privy to our take on things here, which is not partisan. We're interested in the most information, and if it is politics, both sides hopefully get presented, and then you figure out what it means to you, whether you agree or disagree. But we don't spend a lot of time on politics here, because I think that politics goes no place, and I'm really interested in having all of us go somewhere. So and some of you think I should go somewhere.
And hibernate.
What's that? You belong on the stage. What is that old expression? The stage, your next one leaves in 10 minutes or something.
Did you remember that? I know that one.
Really?
Maybe you ought to be on stage.
You should be on stage.
Leaving in 10 minutes.
Yeah, that's it. Thank you, Michael. Were you on the air with that, Michael?
Yeah.
Good. Okay.
Look at Michael.
Michael's all set.
Knows all kinds of
without
stuff.
Richie being here, Michael's the man. Richie had his treatment this week, and he's going through the same thing that he always goes through. He has he actually says he's cancer-free now. The doctor says the mass is gone, but you keep getting the chemo for another couple of months just to make sure they get it. You kill it again, and then you kill it
exactly.
One more time.
When it comes to cancer, just keep killing it.
Right. So, Jennifer, participating in a morning program in Los Angeles for a while, in addition to being on with us, and it is decidedly more political. So I'm interested, other than perhaps an increase in selling green eggs and ham on Amazon, what impact Senator Cruz's speech has had on the faithful?
Well...
How did you approach
it? I think
that?
It's a double prong. I think for the extremely faithful, the people that are, you know, more identifying with the Tea Party, I think it was great.
Yeah.
I think for people that are conservative in nature, that thought that it was great and admirable, but maybe didn't necessarily have an end game. Mm-hmm. And now I'll tell you where I lie more to that side. I loved listening to him speak yesterday. And my gosh, who wouldn't stand up and give him some applause for standing on his feet and not going potty for 22
hours? Well, so where
hours.
Did he go when the other guy was reading?
You have to keep standing.
He had to stay there.
He would stay at the podium. He just wouldn't have to talk.
They didn't take a leak for 21 hours?
I think he might have had a catheter in.
Really?
I honestly do. Because how else could you do that? He was drinking water like a fish.
That's dedication.
It is.
It's foolish.
Seriously. No, it's not foolish. It's great. I think it's very patriotic, and I loved everything.
Patriotic? What's patriotic about it?
To actually use the system to make a stand
but
for something
you truly
feel like.
But how did he use the system? He voted with everybody else after it was all over.
He had to, because here's where the second part comes
in. No, he didn't have to.
Here's the strategic part.
Okay.
So now, the reason that all the Republicans weren't behind him, I mean, in theory, everybody's behind him in the Republican Party. I think everybody liked what he had to say. I think most people want to defend Obamacare.
I think you
ought
to check on what McCain had to say. McCain wasn't very happy.
Well, he's mean about everything. Please. He's just cranky all day long, every day.
That's it. Cranky old McCain.
The strategy here is that you want to let this thing go because you're never going to defend it. Obama's not going to veto his own bill. He wrote it. He's not going to put a veto stamp on it. So you kind of have to realize that Obamacare is coming no matter what you do. And what you do now strategically is say, hey, we were the party that tried to stop it. We're not. And you try to get votes so that you can start governing from a majority instead of from a minority, which is what the Republicans are doing now. How's that?
There you go.
Do I sound smart?
It's
you love
a point
me?
Of view. I love you. Yes, and you always sound smart. 888-302-3684, facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter @Good Day. So, Kenny, who agrees or disagrees with Jennifer?
Well, here's an interesting post on our Facebook page from Riley. She says, Here's some of the Affordable Care Act results that Ted Cruz is fighting against. My friend has been able to have brain cancer treatment since he was able to stay on his parents' insurance. Another friend, a diabetic who has been on disability because she had to make a choice between paying for medical insurance and food and shelter, is now back to work. Other friends have received refunds from their insurance companies. 42 new jobs were created in our economically disadvantaged community since we opened a call center. So when Ted Cruz wastes time throwing a fruitless temper tantrum, I am less than impressed and somewhat disgusted.
I appreciate what Riley has to say, but I will tell you right now that Obamacare is doing no favors for people in small business. It is not helping. It's not going to help our job outlook as a country. I mean, I know personally people that are struggling to figure out what they have to do, because once one person has Obamacare, everybody has to have Obamacare in their business, and it's just... It's not helpful to small business at all. So I appreciate that Riley's had some good luck with it. I hope that's the case, but I just don't see it happening that way.
All right, so here's another consideration as we look forward to next Tuesday, the 1st of October, which is decision day for a lot of people who have to make up their minds with regard to health insurance. By the way, we keep calling this health care.
It's a tax.
It is not. It's a tax and it's insurance. That's mm-hmm. what this is about. So anyway, if you're a smoker, you got to decide whether to quit or not, because if you don't quit, you will face a 50% surcharge on your health insurance rates with the fine print that's in Obamacare.
Right.
I have no problem with this, in the sense that I have no problem with smokers being taxed to the hilt, paying more for the damage they cause to themselves and to others. So I have no.
But there was supposed to be no preconditioning
right.
with Obamacare.
Yes.
So shouldn't you be able to smoke if you want to?
Well, you can smoke if you want to.
You're just going to pay.
I'm being a hypocrite here to a point, because mm-hmm. I'm not a fan of this. I'm not a fan of helping the insurance companies, which is what this does. It doesn't really do anything for the masses. It helps some people who don't have insurance. That's swell. Mm-hmm. What's it going to do tomorrow, next week, next month, next year?
But it kind of creates a waiting list. I mean, the people that have insurance already, I'm just going to use myself for an example. I have a PPO. It's not going to touch me as much, other than the fact that my premium will go up, which is just already, I mean, it's already happened.
Yeah.
So premium will go up. But my PPO will put me ahead of the line of people with Obamacare, because they're not going to even be able to come see my doctors. They're not going to be able to come see any doctor in the state of California. You can't go to any of the USC hospitals with mm-hmm. Obamacare.
Speaking of California,
yes,
lawmakers yesterday putting into effect a bill, first state in the union to commit to raising the minimum wage to $10 an hour.
Speaking of small business.
The hourly rate takes place in July of next year.
That's $2, Dougie.
Goes up to $9 an hour by July of next year, and then $10 an hour in January of 2016.
Mm-hmm.
The governor signed it, Jerry Brown. He initially opposed it, but changed his mind after the effective date was pushed back. So he can run for re-election again, and it won't be in effect. That's very clever.
What do you
of him.
Think about the raise in the minimum wage? Because
I
have a little theory. I think minimum wage is stupid. I think we should have free market money. I think there shouldn't be a minimum dictated by the government.
So you want me to answer the question
yeah,
you asked,
no,
or would you
not,
like to just
I'm
keep talking?
I'm curious. No, that's
to tell you what your answer is.
No. That's why I'm curious as to what you think.
I want to know what you think, but first, here's what I think. And that's usually what happens, by the way. People, when they call 888-302-3684 and say, what do you think? And then they go off into, it's kind of like, how you doing? And blah, 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 blah.
I'm very curious, because you run a business, a couple of them.
I do. And I don't, which question do you want me to answer first?
The minimum wage. I'm just curious as to if you think we should have one, what
no.
you think it should be.
I think there should be no minimum wage. I don't, because somebody tells me that you're worth $10 an hour, does that mean you're worth $10 an hour? Because somebody someplace who doesn't know what your work ethic is, doesn't know how you handle or create problems or fix problems, you have no idea, unless this person actually is in front of you. Watching this person work is what determines what this person is worth, not some governmental edict that that says you got to pay somebody $10 an hour. It is more than asinine. It is offensive and irritating to have somebody who doesn't know anybody who works for me tell me that they're worth $10 an hour. It happens that I don't pay anything less than that to people that are working on the farm, but that's my business. It isn't the state's business.
Hey, Ken,
it's
you like how he's on the farm?
What'd I say?
Oh.
I don't pay less than $10 to anyone on the farm.
Well, the people on the radio get what they deserve.
Oh, okay.
No.
Just play it.
But yeah, no, but I think that's right. You determine your value to me, and sometimes I can't pay you what your value is. Now, that doesn't mean that I don't value what you're doing, and it certainly is worth more than $10 an hour.
Yeah.
But it's maybe in, I mean, I think some of the union contracts in some of the medium-sized markets, $30, $40 an hour for people doing this, $100 an hour in the major markets, and it ought to be worth more than that. I mean, to some of those who are in the upper echelons, Rush Limbaugh, for example, if you took his $60 million and divided it by, well, let's do this. He's on the air 250 days a year. That into 60,000-000. Okay. That means that he's worth about $55,000 an hour.
Yeah. It's good work if you can get it.
Yeah. Okay.
Plus
so
the $2 an hour increase.
Right.
Devil's advocate. With no minimum wage, how do you keep the U.S. from becoming like China, where companies don't care and they're paying 25 cents an hour?
Because you just said what you said, that keeps it from coming, from being like China. I think public pressure on, or the pressure of the workers. If you're really good at what you do, you're going to be in demand. I don't know. I think we tend to oversimplify what goes on in China. I'm sure there are a lot of people, especially now, who are making a lot of money.
It's a thriving economy.
Right. And they're making a lot more money than they used to because of the pressure that's brought about by desire of those around the world, even though the stuff they make is crap. People are buying it, and so there's demand for the products, demand for them being produced, demand for labor, et cetera, et cetera. It all is a rising pond, and it goes up as demand goes up for what you do. If you're really good and there's demand for what you do, then you're going to be paid more money because people want your services. If you don't know how to, this is basically what this is doing, is subsidizing the people who quit in school. People who get out at 16, who are in the 11th grade, and they don't want to graduate, and they go hang around, and they try to get a minimum wage job because that's all they're qualified for, because society says, not anymore is it acceptable to have a high school diploma. You got to have a college degree in many circumstances. Whether it's right or wrong, that's what society is telling us.
Really,
or you need a trade. I mean, for God's sakes, go learn how to be a plumber and make
exactly.
$60 an hour.
There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, my gosh, I'd love to make $60 an hour.
Yeah.
That would be a great thing, right?
Yeah,
but
exactly.
I think this hurts. I mean, this minimum wage rise, the Obamacare, it all goes back, and it's going to hurt the mom and pop.
All government.
The
yes,
mom and
it does.
Pop restaurants, though. Think
everybody.
About the restaurants.
It hurts.
I mean, that's really the first.
Well, you know what it'll do? It'll just encourage more illegal immigration because they don't have to pay the people who are working as illegals as much as they have to. That's the whole attraction to the illegal immigrant incursion into our country, because the big ag businesses want not to have to pay the legitimate way. So all this is going to do in California or any place else it's enacted is encourage more illegal immigration. That's all this does. Doesn't do anything else. Nothing. And then legalizing these people so they can vote for the people who made it easy for them to get into the country illegally in the first place. That's where this all goes. That's where it goes. All right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Got that? I didn't get any commercials, but we got a lot of conversation in that.
Hey,
cool.
Who needs commercials? Let's call the government.
Yeah. Yeah, let them take us over. 21 after.
Oh. Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. Special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Martin, the director of the American Preppers Network, two-time Field and Stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event, absolutely free, October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
Contestant bombed with her first outing earlier in the program, and so Simon took a shot at her, and then listening to these, it reaffirms the whole business about how much talent there really is, mm-hmm. and all these people who are trying to do something or become something that they aren't.
Well, none of these singers want to put in the time to really develop their craft.
Right.
They want to start at the top.
Yeah. Good luck. All right. That's from the X Factor last night. So the voice and the X Factor on at the same time, right? And did they move around? Is the X Factor the problem?
No, X Factor's on Wednesday now, isn't it?
No, I mean at the same time in terms of being on in the same sort of season.
Oh, yeah, where, yeah.
Was there a problem with X Factor going up against American Idol? Remember that? It was always the voice.
X Factor's the fall, American Idol's the spring, and the voice does two seasons now.
I got it. Okay. 888. By the way, our poll yesterday, who is your favorite previous winner from The Voice?
Ooh, what are my choices?
Let's see. Your choices were Daniel Bradbury, Cassidy Pope, Jermaine Paul, or Javier Colon.
Colon. He was a hottie.
Colon, is that how you pronounce
it? Yeah, he was a hottie. Hmm. Colon doesn't make him sound as hot.
I got this thing on Colon.
Colon and Colin. I actually would vote for Cassidy Pope,
really?
I think.
Well, 20% did vote for Cassidy Pope. 26% said, I don't know any of these people.
Okay.
19% said Daniel Bradbury. 18% said Jermaine Paul. And 17% said Javier, what's his face? All right, so that's that deal. Now let's see if we have time for some late-night comedy from last night, or maybe what is supposed to stand for late-night comedy, starting with Arsenio.
A company has come out with kettlebell weights for exercise that are shaped like women's breasts. Yeah. Y'all thought I was making it up. They come in all different sizes. The Kate Upton, the Katy Perry, an emergency room
Jennifer
filled
Lawrence.
With men who have used the Sofia Vergara.
Miley Cyrus in the news. In a new interview just came out, Miley Cyrus says she will, quote, probably never twerk again.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, Miley said, there's too many other things I want to try once and do badly.
Hey, listen to this. In Russia, a group of parents have asked Vladimir Putin to cancel an Elton John concert. They want to cancel the concert because they say it promotes a homosexual lifestyle. They say they don't want to see gay people on stage. So instead, they're going to replace it with a performance by the Bolshoi Ballet.
Hey, how about that senator from Texas, Ted Cruz? What a guy. What do you think? And here we go, huh?
Okay, here we go.
How about that guy? He gets a hold of the microphone on the floor of the Senate, and he starts talking. And people are thinking, ah, well, it's Ted. Let him go for a while. 21 hours.
Oh, one of those. Another one.
21 hours, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen. He's yakking for 21 hours. I'm telling you, that government shutdown is starting to look pretty good now, isn't it?
All right.
This I loved it when he did his Jedi impersonation. That was great, Darth Vader.
Yeah. All right. So I think we've had enough of Mr. Cruz for this hour. Let's hope, anyway. Other things to talk about as we continue here on Good Day. And now is 28 past the hour.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Bob Schrum and Eric Erickson. Coming right up.
Some statistics are surprising. Some are unbelievable. And some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. Nearly 30%. And that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities. To support them. Challenge them. Push them a little. And do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Schrum and Erickson. In terms of providing more affordable health care, will Obamacare end up working or failing?
Question that's contingent is whether or not this is really going to be popular 3-5 years out. I think all historical experience indicates it is. When the reality takes hold, it will have a real impact. Politically, it will have a real impact in terms of health care. And as far as I'm concerned, at least 30 million people who aren't going to get health insurance otherwise will get it.
The government's not going to shut down. Let's be clear here. I think they will blink. They will cut a deal. It will include the
Republican leaders.
Yeah, the Republican leaders will cut a deal with the Democrats. It'll include the Keystone XL pipeline. They will probably get rid of the congressional exemptions, which will be viewed as a victory by Republicans. And they may be able to delay some of the other provisions of Obamacare. That'll probably be the deal they cut, and they'll take that back to their districts.
I'm Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute with Bob Schrum and Eric Erickson.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks,
I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Doug Steffen, good day program.
Thank you.
I am the host of the program, Dudley Steffen, along with Jennifer Horn, who's here from Los Angeles, California. And we have this program is a little weighted because Ken and Jennifer are both on the West Coast. I'm here. Well, Michael and I are on the East Coast.
But so, you know what? Ken and I still could take you too.
Uh-oh, perfect. There you go.
So watch out.
Remind me to tell you the story of the Postal Service as one of the stories today that people are following and are interested in is the desire on the part of the U.S. Postal Service to raise postage prices again. Get to that in a few minutes. One of the things that I have been saying recently is I sort of woke up to my years on the radio and thinking, I've been trying to, for a while, encapsulate what I'm trying to present here on this program that is different than or a twist on whatever else is around. Because if you listen to what still sort of is around in some places, America's Morning Snooze, there's not much there other than
that.
Yeah, well, there's a little bit. There's a voice there somewhere.
Okay.
And then there's Bill Bennett, who is just... Never mind. when I think of him, it just drives me nuts. Mm-hmm. And Mancow is around, and
I like Mancow.
Well, Mancow at least has an entertainment quotient to what he does. And so that's when I hit on it earlier this week. This is a radio program.
He's married, don't worry.
Yeah, I wasn't worried. I met his wife, actually, who's about half
his
age. Oh,
you mean different kind of hit on it. Okay.
No, I wasn't interested in that. Anyway, radio that's useful and fun like it used to be. For example, how would it be if we called a hotel and booked a room for 17 people? That was something that we were talking about off the air a few minutes ago because somebody had suggested that.
Yes, a little wacky.
Yeah, right.
Wacky madcap comedy.
Wacky radio, FM 105.
See, I still like wacky radio. To me, that would still be funny.
It would be funny.
I know.
Yeah, but in place of that, sometimes we have to do things also that are consistent with what the philosophies are of the day of the people who are here. Ken has a philosophy. Rich McFadden who's here. I wish
he's got a lot of philosophy.
Got a lot of philosophies. Oh, Jennifer does. Roberta Fasanelli does. All of us have philosophies. And so I'm going to bring you around to thinking about what I said yesterday. Somebody listened to me discuss fear yesterday and sent, this guy's name is John, sent me, and this is in red. It comes across the screen.
Oh,
the
like
email
in red font?
Yeah. Fear is conquered by taking action. Most of your obstacles would melt away if instead of covering yourself with whatever it is that makes you feel secure if you're afraid, if you didn't procrastinate and you dealt with whatever it is. Easily said, not easily done. Even though nothing in life is to be feared, it needs to be understood. That is a hard, that's a scary prospect for a lot of people.
But that's a really good point, though. Fear is only fear at the beginning. Once you're in something, you get kicked in.
So at the risk of being accused of being a Ted Cruz, I'm going to read this at this point in every hour for the rest of the program. And I'm a great believer, and becoming more so every day, in the fact that nothing happens to us by accident. Yesterday in the mail, you know, I get about 40 books a week that come across my desk from various publishers who want me to talk about their book or have them on to talk about it, the blah, blah. Most of them are awful. This book came to me from a small publishing house, and the book is entitled The Thing You Think You Cannot Do, by Gordon Livingston, who is an MD. He's written 32 truths about fear and courage. This is the introductory page to the book. Please, everybody, stop what you're doing. Even if you're driving a car,
pull over, though, please.
Well, pull over or give this some thought. He writes, "Fear is the central issue of our time. Once an adaptive emotion that protected our ancestors on the plains of Africa, fear has become a corrosive influence in modern life, eroding our ability to think clearly. Exploited for power by our political leadership and for money by the news media, fear is embedded in the way we think about our lives. Our preoccupation with safety is a natural reaction to our vulnerability to loss. At the same time, the search for perfect safety is absurd given the inevitability of our eventual demise. Even as our lives have become safer overall, our fears remain intact and lie at the foundation of our most revered institutions, notably religion, which typically promises some version of immortality as a salve for the dread of extinction. Americans live in an increasingly authoritarian society out of persistent fear that other tribes in distant places are a threat to our way of life, to our very existence. Over the last century, the apprehension has brought us to a continual state of war, which shows no sign of abating. And although we congratulate ourselves for being a peace-loving people, our national anthem is a tribute to fighting off threatening foreigners." I believe that is one of the most profound pieces of writing that I have ever set my eyes on. And therefore, I bring it to you from the book written by Gordon Livingston, MD, The Thing You Think You Cannot Do. Fear is the most debilitating of all of our emotions, and because I have made this sort of such a cause celeb, because I have seen it, I have encountered it. What is it? What's the expression? I've seen the enemy, and the enemy is me. You've heard that expression?
And boy, is that true. Isn't it true?
It is. It is absolutely true. There's somebody that is in my life who I love beyond belief. And every single issue that comes up is about fear and being safe. And I believe that that is the universal. Think about your own life, Jennifer. Think about your life, Kenny. Think all of you who are listening to what it is that you want to change about your life. And all of you will come to the same conclusion. You want not to be afraid.
Mm-hmm.
And yet your fears increase when you put off, you postpone, you don't deal with the situation. And that means talking about it. That means working on it. Because as the doctor says here, there is not one of us who is perfect. And there is not one situation in life that will lead to perfection. Maybe pretty close, and it depends on the individual as to how you read into all of this stuff. But I find this to be the most compelling thing I have read for a long time. And so I pass it on to you. As a matter of fact, Kenny, would you post this? I'm sure you can find it. It's probably an Amazon connection to The Thing You Think You Cannot Do, brand new book by Gordon Livingston. Let's put it on our Facebook page, ask people to pass it around, and maybe we'll try to get this guy on the program. But if there were truer words spoken, I have not heard them. So I offer that to you as a way to get around things that you are afraid of, that you're having a hard time dealing with. All we have to do is look at the headlines today. All we have to do is look at all of the things that speak to what he just said or what was written and I just said. Here's this militant group that attacks a Kenyan border town. And so is everybody afraid and worrying about whether they're going to go outside of this country? They're on the Somali-Kenyan border, attack this town. Basically wiped it out. The same people that attacked them all. Are they going to do that all over Africa? Are they going to jump on...
What about here?
Well, that's it. See, that's what the news media, CNN, despicably presents this fear of, well, when is it going to happen here? That's basically the theme of most of their stories. When's it going to come to America? It's not going to come to America. Those guys are not going to show up here. But you can worry about it. And you can somehow or other try to protect your children more in some way because you're afraid they're going to come shoot up a school or a mall or something like that. It's going to happen. Or not. And it will perhaps be a seed planted by these people at CNN or elsewhere who are not your friends. So why would you watch their garbage on TV? They are not there to help you out. That's for sure. All right, let's see. Okay, Doug, take a deep breath.
I know. Breathe. It's okay.
Right. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas. Yes, that's everybody listening. Mm-hmm. Those of you who have a problem with your hairline going away or backwards instead of forwards, perhaps you could benefit by getting this product called Provia, P-R-O-V-I-A. It is the natural hair thinning therapy that works. And you've heard me now for, what, 3 or 4 months talking about Provia? The folks that have put Provia together have a new super concentrated version of Provia that will work faster to cleanse the pores in your hair, get rid of that stuff that's in those pores that's like cement. When you use cheap shampoos, the stuff goes into the pores and plugs everything up. That's why you lose your hair. So you haven't really lost it. It just doesn't keep growing. So you cleanse the pores, the hair starts growing, and you're a happy camper. 800-525-8319. 800-525-8319. Try Provia and the new Super Concentrate. When you put these two together, you are such... this is a winning combination, believe it. It is true. Hair follicles need to be opened up. Follicles, actually, the opening is in the pores so the follicle can come through. That's how it medically works. So if you've got premature hair thinning, take care of the problem safely, naturally, no side effects with Provia. 800-525-8319. It is a super, super deal that you get. The two, the Super Provia and the regular Provia, for a limited time, come together when you dial 800-525-8319.
Go on, sweetie. Jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. And when you join Sam's Club September 25th through October 6th, you'll get a welcome package with free offers on some of our members' favorite items, including a delicious rotisserie chicken and freshly baked sandwich croissants. Your Sam's Club membership lets you save on the things you need most, from fresh produce to household essentials, baby supplies, and more. So join and save Sam's Club, because life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S. Now that's how you spell relief.
Musicians, over 700 products, representing over $40 million of inventory, all marked down to move in just a few short days. Now through Tuesday, it's Guitar Center's Gear-a-thon Savings Event. Score drastic discounts on guitars, drums, keyboards, recording equipment, and DJ and lighting gear from top manufacturers like Fender, Gibson, Martin, Taylor, Yamaha, Korg, Shure, Pearl, Zildjian, and more. It's all priced to move by Tuesday night. Plus, play now, pay later with our best financing offer ever. Guitar Center's Gear-a-thon Savings Event. Don't miss it.
Well, your heart looks good. Cholesterol levels are fine. So tell me again what's happening.
Well, doctor, once a week I get totally lightheaded. Mm-hmm. The whole room starts to spin. Mm. My heart starts pounding like crazy.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes my toes go numb.
Really? And where are you when this happens?
The checkout line at Kohl's.
I think we've discovered the cause.
Don't miss Kohl's grand opening sale starting Friday. Great savings that make you go Kohl's. Kohl's. Expect great things.
At NBC, we hear what the critics are saying about the Michael J. Fox Show, and we wonder, why call them critics when they say such nice things? The Associated Press raves the Michael J. Fox Show strikes a fresh, funny tone. That's not too critical. The Daily Beast calls the Michael J. Fox Show the comedy to beat. Ouch, that didn't hurt. It's been honored as the Critics' Choice Most Exciting New Series. Thanks, critics.
Could I get you to sign an autograph? My uncle's got Alzheimer's.
I bet you have Parkinson's.
Either way.
The Michael J. Fox Show premieres tonight, 9, 8 central on NBC.
Well, your heart looks good. Cholesterol levels are fine. So tell me again what's happening.
Well, doctor, once a week I get totally lightheaded.
Mm-hmm.
The whole room starts to spin. Mm. My heart starts pounding like crazy.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes my toes go numb.
Really? And where are you when this happens?
The checkout line at Kohl's.
I think we've discovered the cause.
Don't miss Kohl's grand opening sale starting Friday. Great savings that make you go Kohl's. Kohl's. Expect great things.
Hey, Doug, Stephan, good day program. Yeah, you can expect great things from this radio program. Here's another headline for the listening and dancing pleasure of the public. The pipeline to terror. Minnesota, home to one of the largest Somali communities outside of Somalia.
Mm-hmm.
Alienated young men there are vulnerable to recruitment by al-Shabaab. Apparently going over there, or them reading about it. So why do Somalis go to Minnesota in the first place? It couldn't be much different. I mean, Somalia is on the equator. It's pretty hot. Minnesota is one of our northernmost states, and it's pretty cold. What is there about Minnesota? Anybody listening, we have three or four stations in Minnesota. Why do the Somalis like going to Minnesota? It's kind of like, why did all of the Muslims settle in Dearborn? Why? Is it just kind of where some group of families landed? Why do all the Brazilians come to Framingham? We have the largest population of Brazilians outside of Brazil in one group, one concentrated group in Framingham, my hometown. 5,000 plus Brazilians live here. Why? Why did they come to Framingham? Why did the Muslims from, and I'm trying to remember, Kenny, where most of them came from, but there's a big Muslim community, not only in Dearborn, that whole area of southern Michigan, and it's in northwest Ohio as well. Big, big mosque in Toledo. So,
holy Toledo.
What? Yeah.
We get a lot of Armenians in Los Angeles, in Glendale,
yes.
California.
Why
and the reason, I had a friend actually in high school who said that in her area, in, that they would have billboards saying when you come to the United States, come to Glendale. So there would be like advertising for these little, you know, hubs of action for the Armenians.
Yeah.
So maybe that happens in other places too. I don't know.
Yeah. You're right. Remember when I got my car worked on? that whole strip up and down, what is it, Sunland Boulevard?
Mm-hmm.
All the garages are run by Armenians.
Yeah, now kind of spread to South Tonga, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting. I forgot about that. All right, well, anyway, food for thought. That's what Good Day is all about. 51 after the hour.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent. Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
Good Day program with Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, and Shelley Palmer now. He's our technology reporter of note, who will talk with you about YouTube, which is going to allow you to watch videos while offline on your phone. Mm-hmm. How's that? How do you, what is there about looking at a 2-inch by 3-inch screen?
Some of those screens are pretty nice, though, just to be fair.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you'll be able to watch them on your airplane pretty soon.
Exactly.
The FAA is going to fix that because we don't want, we all know now everything's changed so that it's safe to use those. All of a sudden, overnight, it's okay to use those devices, whereas before it wasn't. And
that's
we
right.
all know that much has changed. Not. At any rate, okay, that's me on yet another toot. First, Shelley Palmer over here with the video story that's coming right up here on Good Day.
Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans. Here are two simple words that should make you reconsider waiting to buy a home. Buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,350. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 4.5%, APR 4.53%, that payment could support a $265,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6%, that same $1,350 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $215,000 mortgage. That's $50,000 worth of home that you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-QUICKEN or or go to quickenloans.com and maximize your buying power.
For J.D. Power and Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender license and offer to states. NMLS number 3030.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, YouTube will soon let you watch your favorite videos and channels whenever you want, even if you're not connected to the internet. Available in the YouTube mobile app starting this November, you can designate certain videos or playlists that you want to store on your phone by tapping Add to Device next to what you want to keep. Tapping this button saves the video to your phone for 48 hours. Staying offline any longer than that means you'll need to reconnect to view the offline content. Everything you save will be stored in an on-device section of the app, giving you one-stop shopping for all your favorite cat and cute kid videos. Content creators will be pleased to know that the offline videos will run with ads and offline views will be added to the video's total count when the user comes back online. If you're a YouTube addict and want access to your favorite videos at all times, keep your eyes peeled. The update lands this November. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
At NBC, we hear what the critics are saying about the Michael J. Fox Show, and we wonder, why call them critics when they say such nice things? The Associated Press raves the Michael J. Fox Show strikes a fresh, funny tone. That's not too critical. The Daily Beast calls the Michael J. Fox Show the comedy to beat. Ouch, that didn't hurt. It's been honored as the Critics' Choice Most Exciting New Series. Thanks, critics.
Can I get you to sign an autograph? My uncle's got Alzheimer's.
I actually have Parkinson's.
Either way.
The Michael J. Fox Show premieres tonight, 9, 8 central on NBC.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
What up? Evan here. Question. You like apples? I'll get to that in a minute. First, check out my motorcycle. Flames? Yep. Saddlebags? Yep. Room for two? Negatory! Sorry, ladies. I ride solo. Now, wait for it. How you like them apples? Aw, don't cry. Insuring this beast was crazy easy. Called Geico and boom, saved enough to buy a sidecar. Now, if you dry your tears, I might just let you ride in it.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
All right, so in technology, Amazon has used its Kindle Fire tablets to deliver a lot of services, ebooks, movies, video games. So the newest versions of those tablets, Kenny and Jennifer, were shown yesterday for the first time. They have added something new, live customer support. Live customer support over video chat. The Kindle Fire HDX. Now, how does that compare with that sort of Kindle-like thing I got for you from Barnes & Noble?
It's like that, but it's just a newer model with internet service, where mine is not as easily connected to surf the web.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So you ought to give me that back again. I should trade it in for something new.
You could.
Better, right?
I still use mine, though. I like it.
Yeah, good.
Because I have an iPad, so if I want to go online, I can use my iPad.
Use that. You have to show me how to do that with mine when I see you next week. Jennifer, Ken, and Doug here on Good Day.
Musicians, over 700 products, representing over $40 million of inventory, all marked down to move in just a few short days. Now through Tuesday, it's Guitar Center's Gearathon Savings Event. Score drastic discounts on guitars, drums, keyboards, recording equipment, and DJ and lighting gear from top manufacturers like Fender, Gibson, Martin, Taylor, Yamaha, Korg, Shure, Pearl, Zildjian, and more. It's all priced to move by Tuesday night. Plus, play now, pay later with our best financing offer ever. Guitar Center's Gearathon Savings Event. Don't miss it.
If you suffer seasonal or environmental allergies and your doctor has told you that the only answer is medications for the rest of your life, Dr. Peter Glidden has an alternative solution that doesn't involve drugs with terrible side effects.
One of my favorite add-on products to the 90 essential nutrients for people who are suffering with allergies is a product called Cell Shield RTQ. Cell Shield RTQ. The Q in that product stands for a biochemical called quercetin, and quercetin is a natural antihistamine. It doesn't flag out your immune system like antihistamines do.
To manage your allergies without a lifetime of prescription or over-the-counter drugs, order Youngevity's Cell Shield RTQ today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696 or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.